This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 833-974-2264. Regarding Robert, middle initial L, D. Bolt, it's D like David, E, B like boy, O-L-T, Jr., date of birth 6-3-1963. Dear Sue, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. DeBolt with diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, COPD, and hypertension. His last visit was May 8th of 2024. He's feeling well. He does have a great deal of pain, especially in both shoulders, but he has not used any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to control the pain. He's trying to stay active and enjoys fishing and tries to do that regularly. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He is still smoking but has been unable to stop. He is trying to quit. No chest pain or palpitations. Chronic dyspnea on exertion secondary to smoking. No sputum production. No hemoptysis. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight Farxiga, 5 mg daily, lisinopril, 40 mg daily, Mounjaro, 12.5 mg weekly, Trelegy Ellipta inhaler, one inhalation daily, and Lasix, 20 mg daily. Also, Lipitor, maximum dose of 80 milligram daily, and Repatha, 140 milligram every 2 weeks. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 224 pounds, and this is stable. Blood pressure, left arm is sitting, is 130 over 76, and pulse is 72. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 13th, 2025. Creatinine is stable, 0.79. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium, 9.3. Phosphorus, 3.2. Albumin, 4.3, protein to creatinine ratio 0.492, gross proteinuria is still present, hemoglobin 16.1, hematocrit is 50.8, normal white count, and a normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. He will continue to get labs every 6 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, chronic COPD, smoking cessation strongly encouraged. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.